hard cash. If you let Patrick...
I mean, we would need, like, video and stuff.
Video proof.
At least four figures. But anyway, welcome to Let's Get Dangerous podcast.
Welcome to Let's Get Dangerous podcast.
We'll talk about that later.
This is Yuri, Fist of Fury, coming in hot.
My name is Mibble Gobble. And we have our first guest this week. Do you want to introduce yourself?
No, I'm good.
All right, his name is Luke Westberg.
Yes, Luke Westberg.
Real quick, let's get this out of the way. Are you of Jewish descent?
I would say about like 10%.
Fucking knew it. I told you, bitch.
Yeah. I didn't want to
why
assume.
Why would you guess that?
Westberg. The berg at the end.
Yeah, it is a B-E-R-G. I don't know if that's a Jewish thing.
Me either. I don't know. Yeah. That's cool. But, like, are you good with money?
Someone in our improv class who's Westenberg.
Do you guys get in a fight?
But they have a B-U-R-G at the end. What's that?
That's German. That sounds German.
Yeah.
Maybe he's like one of the German Jews.
I have problems with that kid.
Do you? Is he kind of a piece of shit or what?
He seems cool. He's okay. Like 18.
I was gonna say, he's young.
The young kid.
He had some chops.
Yeah.
What does he do? Is he stand up?
Oh, he was doing improv.
Yeah. I feel like improv. I don't think quick on my feet. I think I would find that very difficult.
Yeah. Well, I think it's sort of like a muscle. You just keep.
Yeah.
We have like a bunch of the open micers though, so we got a stacked class.
That's what you were saying. A lot of stand up guys showed up. And is there a difference between? As skill wise, is like who picks it up faster as far as like stand up comedians as to people who are more prone to be improv?
I would think stand up comedians, like, you already have a little bit of practice, especially if you do any sort of crowd work.
Yeah.
I know like Jim Fleming, he's a local comedian, he's in the class, and he seems to do real well.
Yes.
Yeah, I like it.
And I was proud of myself. Like, after the show, I, like, patted myself on the back.
Was that your first show?
It was my first class.
Oh, okay.
It was a very introductory, get your toes wet class, you know.
Because I had done, like, the playgrounds twice, and it seemed to be basically the same thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, nice.
With a little bit more instruction, maybe.
Are you doing it tonight?
Yeah, most likely.
Cool.
I'd mention I might have to do a little bit of work.
Yeah.
If you're on Wells Street around 6, come see us, you sons of bitches.
At the Reno Improv.
Yeah. Nice. How'd you get into stand-up?
So I was like a senior in high school. It was 2004.
Yeah. Fuck, how old are you, bro?
I'm 33 years old.
I'm just kidding. I can't talk shit.
Yeah.
I graduated in 06.
Okay. And I was doing, we have this talent competition, it's Mr. QHS, so it's sort of like a Miss America pageant, but for guys. Yeah.
Was there a bikini competition?
I'm surprised they didn't have it at our school when you guys were, because I did the same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got like the most money for the auction.
That's fucking stupid.
And so, I did a cold read.
Did you bang any of them?
That was my talent. No, that was one of my friends bought me, yeah. Because I was trying not to get bought by this.
Did you bang any of them?
No, just the lunch lady.
But,
yeah, anyway.
I know the lunch lady.
Go on. I bet you do.
So there's like a sportswear segment of it. And for that, I wore like this gymnastics leotard. And I did gymnastics up until like...
Did you stuff it, dude? I would have stuffed it.
I don't need to.
Whoa!
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah. I look like a woman.
Smooth, bro.
Yeah. I just got to
tuck it in.
Anyway, so for that, I did a little bit of brushing up on my gymnastic skills. I'm friends with like the owners of the local gymnastics center, so... For that, I went out on stage and did a couple back handsprings and a flip. And I was like, well, that's sort of like showing some talent. So why don't I try like something new? So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do some stand-up. But it wasn't really traditional stand-up. I figured out later that it was sort of Andy Kaufman-esque what I did.
Okay.
So I went on stage, and my plan was to tell, like, three, like, really stupid jokes that people weren't going to laugh at.
Like, almost like an awkward kind of deal. Yeah, yeah.
The problem was they actually laughed at them. I remember one, like, right now, if you want me
to. Yeah, please.
So three monkeys are sitting in a tree. First monkey falls out of the tree because he was dead. Second monkey falls out of the tree because he was dead. The third monkey falls out of the tree because he was stapled to the second monkey.
Jesus Christ.
It's like really dumb, no, it's but people
dumb.
Laughed at it.
I mean, yeah, it's funny. Because
I even had like cricket sound effects playing, but...
Like with your mouth?
By the laughter and adulation.
What's that feeling like when you have it planned out, but then it like, and then you're like, oh, I didn't expect this.
Yeah, well... The thing was, I had some of my friends in the audience heckling me. They're like, you suck! Yeah, get off the stage!
That's how our hometown was.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Fuck that.
So
guy.
Then I just like flipped out and started yelling at the audience. Like, I got a haircut today! You know how many people like gave me compliments? Zero! You people are rude! Yeah.
That would work. That's good.
Yeah, yeah, well, like, that was the... And it was
but you got laughs.
A crowd of like 250 people. So
you killed not wanting to kill.
Yeah. But like years later I thought of like a better way that I could end the act, and that's like one of my deepest regrets. Because it would have been because I had my meltdown and then I just sort of like went off stage awkwardly.
Yeah.
I should have like I really wanted to like come back on and actually tell a good joke and then
like you guys just be like, you guys are stupid. You guys actually don't know what's funny.
Yeah.
And then just actually put effort into a joke and then have it not work. I'd have been pissed. Like you guys wouldn't laugh at that.
Yeah, it was like well constructed.
Yeah, well, we had this casino in Winnemucca called Winners, and I told a joke there once, and it was one of the very first jokes I told in front of people, and it was I like to go into a Subway and order a foot-long peanut butter sandwich. And I didn't like have anywhere to go with that, so that was it. I just stood there for a minute. I was like, well, thank you.
Like, nothing
is that known as like a non sequitur or
yeah that's one of those ones like I should have done like a couple more that were kind of similar and then kind of led into
a very
story
awkward sentence.
It's like character building for yourself, like, oh, this guy does weird shit. Like, yeah,
nice.
Well, I think I'm going to sign you up for the improv for February. He's got his notebook.
Do you have
right
any
there.
Experience in
Dude,
that
none.
Sort of thing?
No, I mean, I've performed in front of people. Like, I can play guitar, so I've played a couple songs at, like, my buddy's weddings and shit, but I've never done actual, like, fucking crowd work or anything like that. Nothing comedic.
He's got great material. And, you know, you just got to take the first step.
I know.
Pussy.
I'm pretty sure I'd do it.
You're a coward. You're not doing it.
Excuse me? Bro, you gotta boost my self-esteem, not tear it down, you piece of shit.
Jeez. I'm trying to... First, I gotta... If it's like the Marines, I have to break you down so I can build you up, you piece of garbage.
When have you ever been in the Marines?
I haven't.
I've seen Full Metal Jacket. I know enough.
Maybe you could tug it out.
We did this previous. We did this before you showed up.
Okay. And you're still...
My reboot time isn't as good as it used to be.
It's like 4 days.
It takes like 4 days for me to get back in.
Well, that reminds me. Do you want to do that that idea you had while Luke was in the bathroom, or we all share our stories?
Oh, so we got a request on Twitter about I have these stories. They're all true, and they're dirty, yurty stories. So one of them.
Can I give you a quick preface that these documentary series that I made when I was like. Whatever, it got me into film school. Like that was one of the videos.
The
that
dirty
like,
videos yeah, got, that, got
they were like, "This
film
one's
school?
Wildly inappropriate," but we like how you shot it. And I was like, "Oh, thank you." And I was like,
oh, really?
Yeah, it was one of
you
them.
Never told me that.
Yeah,
nice, good for me.
And it was all stories about like how he lost his virginity, and, like,
my sexual escapades.
Yeah, just being a dirty human.
And have you mentioned like how he got said nickname Dirty Yuri?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, it's been covered. I've listened to like two of the podcasts. So.
But, yeah, so I think we should all share our virginity stories, how we lost them. You guys be comfortable with that?
Sure.
Yeah? You're gonna be all right.
Yeah, So.
Right, I don't like mine, but all right.
You're going to tell it, you right. fucking pussy.
Okay.
You guys want to tell your guys this first and I'll finish it off?
Maybe Michael start. Michael
start. Start us off, Mike.
I'm omitting names. Okay, my friend Nevada Wilson and I'm not his name. It wasn't to him. Well, we got in trouble in school so much, we weren't allowed to hang out at school or outside. So the only place we could hang out was at church. So we would go to the church youth group.
And then I remember
that. And just hang out. And then one night there was a church lock-in, so there was a ton of kids there. And we...
Was this U-Turn, dude?
I don't remember what it was called. I think
that's what it was called.
We, the day before, we kept the window unlocked and like because we were going to leave and just go do whatever we wanted. So we just made a way to sneak out.
Yeah.
And one girl caught us and was like, take me with you guys. So we took her to like just out downtown to like a restaurant and stuff. And then as it was getting late, we were just screwing around, like having fun. I knew where this was going.
How old were you?
I was 15.
Okay.
And I just had my driver's license, and in Nevada, I was like, hey, you need to go back inside.
Was he cock blocking?
Not intentionally, because he'd never been with a girl.
Yeah, so he just couldn't read the situation.
Yes, so I was like, go in. And he's like, well, I'm going to get back in there before we get caught. And I was like, thanks. And then it was awkward, impassionate, dirty, quick car sex.
That nice.
I didn't like it all.
Was there fellatio involved?
There was not.
Fuck.
Yeah, it was very fast. Maybe 3 minutes. Yeah, very
That's fast. What am I doing here?
You're fine. You're great.
I thought I was slowing down.
Well, that's my story about how I lost my virginity at church.
Oh. Was it like missionary in the back seat?
It was crammed, awkward, and like, okay, we had the whole back seat, but instead we
what
just
What kind
were
of vehicle
crammed.
Was this?
It was the Rendezvous.
The Rendezvous that you're driving to this day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's my same high school car.
I feel like that'd have been spacious.
It should Rendezvous. Have been, but we crammed into one corner next to the door for some reason, just because I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't think about it. I was like, oh my God, I'm going for it. Look at me.
What was her pubis like?
As I recall, I believe it was female.
No, I meant like, how, like, was there a mound of hair?
There was some slight hair.
Slight?
Surprisingly not. I expected more, to be honest, because this was a church girl, so I was like, she didn't want to be a deviant.
Like, is it long enough to be curly, or
no,
is it
no,
like,
it's not like
enough
stubbly?
To
yeah.
Stubbly?
It's like,
but was it that
oh,
soft
like
stubble?
3 day beard we're talking.
Yeah.
Was it like soft stubble?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Oh, good. Because, yeah. You know, I hate it when it's like just coming out and like you're getting. Yeah. Fucking chafe down there.
It's like sandpaper.
Yeah, yeah. It's like 80 grit, but like on my dick. You know?
I sort of have a song about
that. You have a song about well, fucking coarse pubes and chafed dick?
No. Like, this song goes like, I have a 40-hour week job and it feels like a hand job from somebody wearing a sandpaper glove, which is related to the first hand job I ever received.
Oh my gosh.
Because...
she didn't even spit on it, huh?
Well, like, no, the lubrication, that was fine. I like ran into the restroom and got like some lotion or something.
Some hand soap
However,
too.
She was wearing rings at the time.
Oh
and I was
my
like,
god!
Why doesn't this feel good? And it took me a minute. I'm like,
she's like, just
wait a second. And I looked. I took her hand away. She was wearing this ring that was like engraved with texts.
Oh
so
my
I'm like,
god!
Oh, it hurts so bad.
You're getting jerked off with a ring that says "love, live, and fucking laugh," dude. God like, damn it!
But yeah, after that, like it.
How many rings? One on each
well,
hand?
Well, she had like a few rings, but like one of them was like engraved and it was just yeah. like rubbing me raw.
Was any of them like one of those purity rings or anything?
Quite possibly because, yeah, she was a very, very Christian girl.
Just obviously, she's given.
Yeah, heaven. Well, like no. I mean, she was a virgin
yeah, yeah,
at the
yeah.
time. So was I.
Nice, nice.
So she would do everything but sex.
We knew a girl like that in high school. We used to call her Mudslide, bro. You remember Mudslide?
Yeah, I remember Mudslide.
She was very Christian too, but she would only do butt stuff, dude.
When I
that's
when
all
I was
she would
a
do.
Counselor, I stole that name. Yeah,
yeah, just butt stuff, dude. That she was saving that other hole for a marriage.
Okay.
I don't know. Who's driving.
She used to. She used to.
She the other way around.
I don't know, bro. But she was She was very anally fixated, from what I heard. I never got it, but
she works at a All right, come on, guys.
Fuck this guy.
All right,
you're recording.
get it together. But she works at one of the mines now, and I delivered to her in the
summer. Oh, really? Yeah. Do you still call her Mudslide?
No, it was like 10 years ago.
People don't forget.
All right, I guess next time.
That's cool.
Yeah, like, because there are some girls, like, you consider, like, sluts or whatever in high school, but now they're just, like, normal,
they're like, normal girls. Like, people with, like, three kids.
Yeah, it's like they have zero reputation.
Yeah.
It's like,
I mean, I know it, but...
But I don't know, you almost get like more pure as you get older, maybe because there's no stigma anymore.
I think you've just finished taking all the dicks. I feel like there's a limit for each girl of how much like dong you can take.
Mileage, as it's called. Mileage. In the Iceberg Slim book.
Good fucking callback. Yeah. There's only so much mileage a girl can take.
I don't believe that. Before they settle down. More refers to like the mental and physical abuse of being a hooker there, but whatever.
That pussy takes a beating too after a while. Like, you know what I mean?
I see where you're coming from, yes.
Yeah.
So, how'd you lose your virginity, Luke?
Yeah, Luke.
Okay. Yeah, might be kind of embarrassing.
That's so. Okay. This isn't going out anywhere.
Yeah, of course not. I'm not gonna, like... I was gonna share it with all my friends, but... Now I'm like, Yeah, so... I think if I share it, I should probably just share, like, everything.
Yeah,
sure. Because there's an abridged version of it that wouldn't make me look bad. But
dude, it's cool, man. We've grown since.
Yeah. So I'm 33 years old now, but I would say I was... For most of my life, I was very religious, and I dated a lot of religious
girls. You look like that.
So, like I said, most of them would just give like, just hand jobs.
Old fashions.
If you're lucky, you get that butt stuff.
If you're lucky, you get the butt stuff.
Yeah, so...
What religion were you?
I was like 27 when I lost it.
Holy Christ.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, like I had had several opportunities before, but...
You're waiting for the right one.
It's like the older you get, like, you get like... Friggin' panic.
Yeah, it's almost like you get anxiety. Like,
had a couple opportunities before and I'd gone like completely limp because I just have.
You get panic scared, attack. You get nervous.
Yeah, it's like the longer it takes for that to actually happen.
Yeah.
So, this girl, she was cheating with her boyfriend at the
time. Attaboy!
So we had.
You're the side chick, dude?
But I was,
Yes!
Yeah, she's super cute.
Good for you.
And we had fooled around, but I was never able to, like...
Penetrate.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So she was, like, very patient with me. So it was, like...
Oh, good for you.
Third or fourth time messing around. And I was, like, come on. And then I was, like, halfway hard, and I got it in. And then I was,
He's like, I'm there, dude.
Exactly. So...
Nice.
A beautiful story.
That is a beautiful story. She was very caring and nurturing.
Oh, yeah. Like, I... Thank God for her. Yeah. We still occasionally talk.
Oh, good for you. You guys still have a connection.
The thing is, like, she's married to that guy now.
No, you're gonna shout out to
them. I don't know. She was talking about, like, oh, we're going to break up and I'll be with you.
Well, you know what? I don't want to kind of bring the story down, but maybe because the sex was so bad, she's like, you know what? I'm going to go back to this guy, you know?
No, like, apparently... She had told me, like, oh, my
she
God.
You basically reaffirmed her. You're like,
well, like, she said, I love like, I was the best she ever had.
Oh, so. She lied.
No. Maybe, but.
No, that's cool, dude. That's cool. Fuck yeah. Did you go down on her?
Yeah.
Attaboy.
Yeah. We're on.
That's cool.
I like going down,
I didn't do that. I didn't do that my first time.
Because if something doesn't taste good, you can just, like, rinse out your mouth.
Dude, I went down on this chick when I was like 16, right? And she kind of just, dude, it was weird. It was during a football game, and it was raining.
You went down while you were playing football with her? That sounds really
on
dangerous.
On the 50 like yard line,
this guy, everybody be running maybe. Around.
She was female.
She was quite, you know, the manly figure. No, but no, we were sitting because it was a rainy day. So me and my buddy were sitting in his truck just watching the game. And dude, this girl knocks on the window of the truck, and her friend's like, she wants to get fucked. I was like, what? You know, I'm like 16. I wasn't getting a lot of tail at that age. You know what I mean? I was still. I mean, I think I'd lost my virginity by then, but I was still new. So then I was like, I look at my buddy, and he was older than I was. He's like, you fuck it, do it. So we went over to my truck, and I took her to the bridge under East 2nd Street.
By Chihuahuas? Oh, shout out to Chihuahuas.
Shout out to Chihuahuas, dude. So, like, we're making out, dude, right? It's getting hot and heavy. I got her in the back of, remember my green truck?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was my mom's truck, dude.
My Skeet, right?
Yeah, the original Skeet, dude, the Green Beast.
His license plate for a long time just said my Skeet on it. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, so I'm starting to take off clothes and shit. It's getting hot and heavy. And then I go to take off her pants and I just get uppercutted, dude, by this stench. I was like, yo, I've never smelled this before in my life. And it smells really bad.
Did you run a mile and sit on cow shit and then?
Dude, I don't know what it was, but the farther I took down her pants, the fucking worse it got. And I gagged in my mouth, dude. I was like,
And you still did it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, all right. I did it. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't do it. It's disgusting. I was starting to gag in my mouth, and I felt bad because, like, I don't know about you guys how like, open you guys are, like, with that situation, like, if it smells or whatever. Like, do you let them know? Do you, like, break down their self-esteem right then and there or whatever?
Well, like, if you have a girlfriend and you say that, you don't get laid for the next month.
Yeah, but I guarantee you that next month, that shit ain't going to stink. But, so, like, I didn't have the heart to tell her. Dude. I was a rookie. I didn't fucking know. So I was like, you know what? I got to get the fuck out of here because I'm about to throw up on this girl's vagina. So I made up a lie and I was like, listen.
I have diarrhea.
No, I was like,
I gotta go.
I was like, I got a girlfriend. I shouldn't be doing this. I didn't have a girlfriend, but I had to get out of there,
dude. She goes to a different school.
Yeah. And she was totally understanding. But I couldn't. I hope someone told her that her pussy stank because that was rough, dude. I couldn't do it.
She's still a virgin.
She's probably still a virgin. I know, I think so. She was pretty, like, outgoing, so I'm pretty sure someone told her her pussy stink.
You know, at 16, I probably would have just held my breath and gone for it. I was on swim team.
Dude, I tried,
bro. Needed to breathe.
I have a horrible, like I throw up easily when I smell, like, anything that smells like shit or something. You know?
I know, I remember.
So, yeah.
So, you want to quickly do your virginity story? Though? Okay. Because we shared.
Yeah, like,
I'm going. I know.
I don't tell that you, shit to
that
anyone.
Was a good story.
Yeah, the girl that I lost it to went on to become a hooker and a stripper. Probably stripper first.
Yeah.
I feel like there's like
a sex worker. I wouldn't shame nowadays. It's 2019. I'm not going to judge.
Good for her.
Make that money.
She's got to make that money. Probably a single mother of sorts. But, okay. So my story goes, I was 15. And during, like, around this time, actually, my parents, around exactly this time, my parents go to Mexico for about 2 weeks. And they actually just left yesterday. They go every year.
Oh, bienvenidos.
Bienvenidos. So we were 15, and where my dad's from is really, it's really old school. Like, it's a very small town. Like, okay. Everybody fucking knows each other. And, like that town has only had electricity for maybe, like, 15 years. Like, that's how that town is. So, there was my dad's brother is about my age, which is weird. So, I know I'll be fucking well into my 60s like my grandpa, dude. Because my grandpa's old as fuck. And he's got a son my age. And, so, he had his friends. So, we were all hanging out. And we were at, like, the village store or whatever. And, we're hanging out, and this group of girls shows up, right? Older chicks. Like, I was 15, and these bitches were, like, almost 30. And I don't know what the fuck they were trying. Well, obviously, I knew what they were doing. So, like, one of them comes out, and she's like, which one of you guys basically wants to fuck, is what she said. She's like, which one of you guys are up for it?
Oh, say it in Spanish so I can get a better picture in my head.
¿Quién de ustedes quiere ponerse? All right,
perfect.
I was like,
to put.
Yeah. Who wants to
isn't
fucking...
like foyar? Is that the fuck?
I think that's French. Oh yeah, foyar?
Yeah.
I think that's the proper way to say the fuck. Yeah. Or coger.
Yeah, Which is which?
Like, I think it works either way.
Okay, I thought like Cohere was like fuck, and then Foyar is like too.
To make love. I think that's just a fan. Like, I don't know.
That's how it was explained to me.
Really? Whatever. Either way, she was wanting some dick. That young 15-year-old dick that don't quit. You know.
So are you saying you were like,
dude,
raped?
Yeah, this sounds like.
Hold on, let me finish.
You can finish.
So I've so like
finished.
So
sounds like you finished. Yeah.
So like, I look around and I'm like, none of these guys are raising their hands. And I was like, fuck it, dude. You know, I raised my hand. She grabbed me like a child, right? And she like she took me. So we fucked off the side of this dirt road behind the elementary school that still had classes going. You know, so there was little kids running around outside. So, dude, and I had like no experience, dude. All I know is that I used to watch Playboy en Español on Dish Network. Like, so all I knew was from whatever I fucking watched on Playboy en Español. So I'm trying to put the moves on these chicks, on this chick right here. She was, I learned later that she was like mid 25, like 25, right? I was 15. Fuck you. Her name was Maria. Great gal. Great gal.
Shout out to Maria.
Shout out to Maria. She was also visiting from the United States.
Oh,
I saw her.
Same.
So then like she like pulls down my pants, dude, and I'm nervous as fuck, dude. She sucked my dick for like 20 minutes for me to get hard. but she got it, dude. She got it. So
all
I was
the
like,
kids at the elementary school are like, come on, man.
It's like, bro, get it together. I'm like, give me a minute. dude, she like sucked the soul out of me, dude. And I was like, fuck yeah. So I'm like, I'm doing all these moves that like I've seen in pornos and shit, dude. And like, we started using a condom, and then I was like, fuck this. And I took it off. She was cool.
That's an advanced move.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm just pulling all the stops on my virginity. You know what I mean? And, yeah, I came and then we went our ways.
Inside or?
On her butt.
Okay.
Yeah. There was some sagebrush there. So she just like wiped it off with some sagebrush or something. Cause I was like, excuse me, I gotta go back to my parents. She was trying to wipe herself with my fucking shirt. I was like, bitch. I gotta go back to my mother like this. And so come to find out later on, that bitch was just fucking her way through that town. Like, she had like fucked six dudes before me.
Ew.
Like that day or
Well, I think she'd been there a week. So like I think I caught her on fucking the Monday after she got there. Hmm. So I was on the tail end of that fuck fest. But
did
you know
get
what?
Any mysterious bumps or abrasions?
No. I wasn't even concerned. I was just stoked, bro.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah.
As being a young man, and you're like, guys, I gotta tell you something.
She was good. She was
like,
pretty.
No, you didn't. And,
yeah. No one believed me.
It's
no
true.
One believed
I got
me. Statutory, yeah. Right? That's what it is. I volunteered though.
Your brain wasn't done developing. You can't like.
Well, like imagine gender swapping that, like, those creepy 25-year-old dudes, like, banging 15-year-old chicks? That's horrible.
I feel like in that town, it wouldn't have been that frowned upon. They didn't have any power. Like, they were still getting water at the watering hole, bro, in the mornings.
So this is just a way to pass the time.
Yeah.
This is like pushing the stick with the hoop with the stick down there.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
And you pushed her hoop with your stick, and I'm happy for
you.
Yeah,
fuck yeah. I got mine.
I feel like we all, know each other a little better now.
Oh, yeah. Maria. Yeah. It was good.
All right.
I'm just, when I share this on Facebook, I'm thinking, okay, who am I not?
Right.
Don't tag your
be visible.
Don't tag your mother in it. You don't want her to listen.
My mother listens.
Black Sally.
I have my mom on Facebook.
See, I have my mom on Instagram, and she likes all the pictures that like that I post with our faces cut out or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And like she liked the one where we were both like naked. I was like, fuck, dude, my mom probably thinks I'm gay. And I'm like, mom, it's okay, it's just for likes. Gotta do it for the gram. Yeah, it's hard to explain that to a Latina mom, you know.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's kind of frowned upon.
Because my mom, she was just like, hey, don't talk about your dad doing bad shit. And I was like, tell him not to do bad shit. And don't censor me.
Don't censor me,
get
mother.
Out of here.
So that's how I lost my virginity. That's how Luke Westberg lost his virginity.
Come on.
And that's how Mike Graham lost his virginity. Our stories of coming
now, to men. Have any of you like fooled around with a guy before?
Mike and I have actually kissed.
Okay.
Just we'll do it right now. I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna do it.
Well,
right
you
now.
Got my hopes up. But...
Sorry to shoot you down like that.
It's all right.
I know.
No.
Soft lips.
See, this whole summer before I moved, I was saving money. Didn't tell anybody I was coming to Reno. Everybody thought, "Oh, you're gonna be in Winnemucca forever. Start digging your own grave, you piece of shit." And I was like, "No, I'm gonna show you guys." And so I'm like, I just started telling everybody in town I was gay and stuff. And like, it came back to bite me because I was getting hit up by every secretly gay dude. Like, I have information on Winnemucca. And at the same time, like, yeah, it was. Not there's a good summer for me.
There's a lot of closet gays in Winnemucca, oh, yeah. Man. You hear stories all the time.
Yeah.
So for those of you guys who are closet gays.
Just come out.
I know.
And just come out.
Just come out.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not that bad. Like I know and shit.
In Winnemucca it is. Just move away.
No, like I think in the last 5 or 10 years it's become way more normalized than.
Yeah. It's not before. As frowned upon.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still not going to watch Two Men Make Love, but. I mean,
I will watch Queer
Eyes. Do you?
Yeah.
Not with that style.
Do you know Jonathan Van Ness?
No.
Okay, he's the guy with like really long hair.
I don't watch that, dude. I don't know.
Okay. Do you, Mike?
Mike's like, oh, I know that guy.
But I've not watched it.
Okay. Anyway, like he graduated a year behind me in high school.
Oh, cool.
And he got initially famous.
He got famous off Queer Eye?
He was like nominated for an Emmy before that for Gay of Thrones.
What?
Have you ever...
Is it?
It's a really funny web show.
Is it? I'm going to check that out. Is he from...
I've seen Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Is he from Reno?
Summarizes...
Where are my dragons?
Exactly. And he calls, like, the characters by, like, funny names. Like, he calls...
Like, Cersei, Munch like, Queen Munch. Bitch and stuff. Yeah.
Stuff like that. Anyway, he got discovered because, like, some producer from Funny or Die was like getting his hair cut and he heard this gay guy talking about Game of Thrones and he just thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. So. Is he local? Is he from here?
No, he's from my hometown, Quincy, Illinois. He graduated like a year behind me and it's like I rode the bus with him when I was like in grade school.
Did you guys kiss?
No.
Oh.
But I remember like
he was a Christian.
Maybe he had questions. I don't know, bro.
But, like, when I was younger, like, I had no idea that he was gay. Like, in retrospect.
Now, like, you put...
yeah, I should have.
Putting the pieces together. I was like,
with them and stuff. And,
what's that say about you, bro?
I wish I would have done gymnastics, actually.
Dude, yeah. Those guys are fitter than a motherfucker.
Yeah, my dad was, he was, like, state champion twice.
Really?
Back when, like, high schools had gymnastics.
Yeah,
before,
now...
Before, like,
now you have to be rich.
Well, like, that was before, like, Title IX or something like that. But when women's sports came around, like, well, they had to cut a lot of men's sports back to make everything even.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, my mom was like, oh, I would have loved to play sports in high school, but she didn't have the opportunity.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, and then I was also, like, on the diving team with him for one day. And then he was wearing, like, the Speedo with a... His huge bulge and
yeah, it's so weird. He's packing heat, dude. Always had these giant dongers. Good
yeah,
for him.
Yeah, he was like showing the other kid on the diving team how to like do a dive. He's like, okay, just jump out here backwards, throw your penis out.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
So the penis, like, you gotta throw it out
in any water sport.
The momentum, yeah. You just got
really. Interesting.
If it's big enough, it'll carry you into the flap.
Oh my gosh.
I need a tiny dick. I can't see that.
I can't see that. Maybe. Not for me.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh well.
Anyway.
We didn't have a diving team.
That's why I wasn't a diver.
Yeah.
Huh?
But anyway, I think at the time, like when I was in high school, that made me uncomfortable. But since then, like I've had
like dad, friends and stop I, like, showing your dick to everybody.
I really like sort of understand it more.
Yeah.
But I didn't back then. And,
Our hometown is straight up, like, stuck 30 years ago.
Yeah, and, like, I was very religious at the time, so, like, it's like, oh, gay people are going to hell.
They're sinners. They're making God mad, brother.
Were you, if you don't mind me asking, were you a Christian? Or, like, Mormon?
Yeah.
Christian? Okay.
It's Lutheran, so it's like a step down from Catholicism. They were like the first people to break away.
Oh, okay. So. Interesting. I don't know how that shit works, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy that they're like all these different sects and denominations. Because it's kind of a very vague
like
book,
Crips and Bloods, bro. But it like Christians and Lutherans, dog. Catholics. I wonder what their colors are.
Like if they were a gang?
If they were a gang.
What color would the Lutherans be, Luke?
Red for the blood of Christ.
Oh.
What about the Catholics?
The Catholics?
They'd be blue for the tears they'd of the
be
the, little
the,
kids.
They'd be like the Latin kings, bro. They'd be like gold.
That makes sense, actually.
Yeah.
And, well, my parents were Satanists. So they'd be like purple.
They
maybe
were cool,
like,
though.
Maybe chrome. Something metal as fuck.
They'd
I don't
be
know.
Rainbow.
Yeah.
They'd be matte black, obviously, bro. Come on.
Yeah.
Chromes? They're not Mexicans.
I was thinking heavy metal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Judas Priest, bro. Come on.
You guys want to go into the danger zone?
The danger zone.
I was born in the danger zone. I've never left.
You're there.
I'm still 24/7. Here. I was there last night.
God.
Well, we've spent the night in the danger zone.
Polarizing questions.
What do we have here?
Well, okay, this first one comes from David Nichols on Twitter.
Ooh.
Is
he a friend of yours?
He's a friend of mine, yeah. Winnemucca boy.
Really? I've never heard of that name.
My age.
Does he have a sister?
He does have a sister, yeah.
I know a sister.
Shout out to the Nichols family.
Silver,
but
right?
He wants Silver, yeah.
Yep, I know her.
moving on, he wants us to debate, and I think this one would be a good one for Luke to, you know, just get used to debate style.
Yeah.
Cats versus dogs.
I mean, I like cats more.
You look like a fucking cat person. You fucking weirdo. I hate cats, dude. I'm gonna go dogs, dude.
Yeah, I mean, you got the beard to be like a dog guy.
Yeah.
You're
what kind of dog would I have?
You?
Yeah.
I feel like
with the chihuahua. He's baiting it. Just take
maybe
just
like a
jump
pug.
In there.
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
Damn it! Did you know that pugs are actually bred to fight lions?
You've told me this, and I still don't believe it.
It's real. Google it.
Because a lion's a big cat.
Yeah, and the pug is very versatile and agile.
So it just like bite its ankles off.
Yeah, until like there was no ankle left.
Okay.
Then the lion would have nowhere to go.
But I would feel like pugs have breathing problems. So
he'd run out. That's why he's got to be quick because he'd run out of stamina. He'd be out of breath. But
it'd have to take its.
Why cats though? Why would you say cats?
Well, because I like to travel lots, and cats are very low maintenance. So
yeah,
if you need to go out of town for a weekend or maybe even a week, you can like leave a bunch of food there, and the cat will be like won't even miss you.
You just have an extra heavy.
See, how do you get love from that cat then?
My cat comes and sleeps next to me at night.
He probably jerks off on you in your sleep.
He can't finish unless I scratch his ears. So, yeah.
Maybe he's just like rubbing his fucking head next to your hand and like getting off that way.
No, my cat sucks his own dick all day.
Nifkin?
Every day, yeah.
Was Nifkin missing a rib, dude?
They love like, they get their like leg up.
Yeah,
like
they just shoots out.
Dogs do that. Dogs can suck their own fucking
dogs
wing,
are
dude.
Like, they look like drunk. They look like women that are still fans of like the Backstreet Boys. They look like just drunk muffin tops that are just going slobbery, half-hearted head. And a cat gets the job done, precision, clean. I'm siding with Luke. I'm a cat guy as well.
Well, you have a cat.
Yeah.
Fuck you. You guys can't just gang up on me, bro.
Like, I don't have a cat, but I was...
Is this a menage a cheetah?
I was raised with, we had a cat that, she lived till she was 18.
Fuck that, dude. I'd have killed that little fucker by then. Dude, I dated a girl who had a cat. She bitched about getting a cat. So we went and got a Bengal cat.
Oh, yeah, those cost a lot of money.
Yeah, that bitch, I was like, I'm not paying for this motherfucker.
That's
you're
a lot of
paying
exercise.
Out of pocket for that shit, right? So then, that fucking cat, dude. Oh, I never saw it. It would always hide in the shit, you know? And one night, I was fucking, we were sleeping. It was late. I felt that fucker jump on the bed, and he was getting close, and I, bam! Cheeto chopped that cocksucker right in his face. And all I hear was, meow! And I was like, and then she wakes up, and I was like, did you just fucking Cheeto chop my cat? I was like, yeah, fuck that cat. That cat can kiss my ass.
I think you should go.
Yeah, that.
No, fuck no. That was my house. I told her to go sleep in the living room. Bitch. Think she could just bring a cat in my house. Fuck you think that this is, dude?
Yeah, but you're not really defending dogs. You're just shitting
cats.
No, hold
on. Dogs, though? Yeah. I used to have this German Shepherd. His name was Achilles. That motherfucker, dude, was like just instinctively protective of me.
Yeah, but if you shoot him in the heel, he's done.
If you fucking shoot, get the fuck out of here.
Thank you.
I think
that
any
was my Trojan War joke.
If you shot any fucking animal in the heel, it might bleed out.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, so you can't use that.
His name is Achilles.
Oh, now I get it. God damn, I was late to the party on that one.
Do you remember, have you seen that clip of, it's from Wheel of Fortune? So it's like a college edition of the show, and then this dude hits the million, so, and then he takes the card, and that means if he wins that round, he gets $1 million. And then he goes to solve the puzzle, and he says, I'd like to solve the puzzle. Achilles.
Oh, I did see that. Fucking idiot, dude. It's Achilles,
and he's
bro.
Like, no, sorry. And then the next person is like, Achilles.
He must have been
he missed out on $1 million.
Fucking idiot, dude. He must have been a cat guy.
Yeah, bro.
But no, dude, like, so I used to live out past Stead, out in Red Rock, and you'd always, no, hold on, bitch. Right. I know it's the Red Rock barrio, but it's, you can only be hard to live out there, dude. So you'd hear the guns out in the mountains and shit, because we live close to Peavine.
Right.
And every time you'd hear it, dude, that motherfucker would run to every door, check all of them, dude, and then he comes sit right in front of me every time I'd hear a gunshot.
Yeah, but he's
he was protective of me. Your cat, shits. Dude, your cat's gonna go hide in the closet and then jerk itself off.
We're talking about your dog and my cat, just not dogs and cats in general, because you're not wrong.
Yeah, I know I'm not wrong.
Yeah. One thing I do like about dogs is that I'm switching sides, but is that they're like always super stoked to see you. They're like, oh my god!
They show you love, dude. Yeah, yeah. That explains why a lot of people fuck them.
Huh.
You always hear that.
Well, we
people
got
fucking
3 minutes before our first ad break, but I want to. Should we just talk about cats and dogs and then do ad break and then the other great topic?
Yeah, I can go on.
All right, because it's going to be a gear shift, so. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, tell me about your fucking dog.
My dog would fuck your cat into submission.
My cat's pretty submissive anyway, so.
Yeah, and then I would get fucking, because I do kind of have a cat. I have a neighborhood cat. His name's Marvin.
Marvin.
Yeah. Oh, we caught him fucking earlier.
Yeah, we did.
We did with a new girl.
Yeah.
The side chick. This black fucking Nubian cat.
She was all fluffy. She was
cute. She was, dude. She was a cutie. He just kept fucking looking at me while I was like putting the boots to that cat. Happens all the time. I heard him this morning. I don't want to say anything because I don't want to, I don't want to cock block the guy.
Do cats have, like, sharp pronged dicks, or...
Yeah, they have spiky dicks, yeah.
Really?
I've They're, like, little them. Triangle, like, little Christmas trees with
Now, does
daggers.
It hurt the female cat?
Oh, yes, it is an unpleasant experience. That's why have to bite them, like, on a nerve on their neck.
So
and
is
keep
it, like,
them...
rape every
it's,
single...
It's basically rape every
time. It's like
time.
BDSM rape.
Yeah.
But, like, every time.
It's the only way they're getting... My cat, Nifkin, though...
See?
He was in
now
an abusive...
Now cats are rapists, dude?
He was in an abusive
You're just making
relationship
a case
where
for dogs.
He was the one... His girlfriend, Meatball, was in my yard every morning before I would go to work. And I remember Nifkin was walking out with me because I used to just let him walk in the yard.
Yeah.
And Meatball came out of nowhere and tackled him out of a bush and just started fucking... Nifkin was on his back screaming for in agony and, like... The geometry didn't quite make sense, but... I kicked Meatball and took Nifkin away from there. He's out of that relationship or he's getting abused and
Hashtag rape cat.
Rape cat. Yeah.
No, dude, fucking have you ever actually seen dogs like fuck and get stuck?
I think when you're a kid growing up in the 90s, that's one of your things you do on a Saturday.
Yeah, because you're outside.
Yeah, you're riding your bike. Yeah.
You're riding your bike. Doing shit.
No, like, I feel sorry for kids nowadays because when I was a kid, it was like during the summer, I was running around all day, and then I didn't have a cell phone, so you'd just hear my mom, Lou, Lou, and she'd have to call to every single house.
How'd that go?
Yeah.
sounds very motherly.
Dude, that's just my voice, man.
No. Yeah, dude, I was like that all the time. I was always outside as a kid. But my dad was a fucker. He wouldn't actually yell my name. He had one of the, he still has one of the loudest whistles I've ever heard. I could hear that motherfucker from half a mile out, and I'd be playing with my friends. I'd be like, oh, fuck. I better get home, bro. My dad's going to whoop my ass. If I wasn't home within 10 minutes of that whistle, I was getting my ass beat. Guaranteed.
You had an abusive father. My dad was cool.
I think you mean he loves me.
Look at me now, bro. I'm co-hosting a podcast. I turned out okay.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to take an ad break here.
Dogs took that one. Cats can suck this dick.
I mean, this debate will be ongoing for... We're taking a break.
I just know he was a football player.
Dick Butkus.
He's a great actor.
Oh, thanks to our sponsor, Anchor.
Oh, are we on the air?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I always start it without him looking.
God so. Damn it. Pisses me off. Coming at you live!
You could totally cut all this out.
We're not live, but...
Not cutting it.
Live right now.
People want to see the real us. Or hear it, I guess. The plan is to eventually maybe get a video, like a
workshop. Yeah, we'd like to
have a
video.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
We could shoot some tasteful nudity in here.
I can't afford an intern that can cut in between shots while we're doing it.
We should contact the university, maybe, and maybe they could assign us, say we're a legit business, and have them assign us an intern for free.
We have made almost $3 from our podcast.
We've made like...
Oh, nice.
I think we're maybe like from 8 like cents.
From
ads.
We have two sponsors, and but only one of them pays us.
Fuckers, dude. Yeah,
cool. Well, they don't let the other ad get played, so... Fuck anyway, them. Are we talking about Dick Butkus or the second debate
Hold
topic?
On. Let's finish off debates first.
All right.
Excuse me.
Okay, so... We got one from Dan Hopfer real quick.
D-Hop?
Yep. Shout out to Dan.
Shout out, Dan.
What was it? Apple? Or Samsung? Yeah. What do you guys like better for your cell phone?
I don't like Apple.
I don't like Apple at all.
Yeah, I don't either.
No.
Well, let's beg on it. Let's just talk shit about how fucking stupid Apple is.
Okay, so my girlfriend, we met in South Korea, and she...
Is she Korean, dude?
So when I met her, did you purchase her? I thought she was like full blooded Korean. I didn't know. But then like once she had this like mug by her that she had brought, or a water bottle said Nevada on it. I'm like, okay, maybe she is like American. And apparently like her mother, is from Korea, and her dad is American, and they met while her dad
Korean
was in the military, and then they got married and came back to the States.
Oh, nice. Was she born over there?
No, she was born in the Bay Area. So.
Oh, lucky.
Yeah.
Citizenship, you know what I'm saying?
Good for her. Even her mom like still lives here in Nevada.
Legally?
So. Yeah. She's a citizen.
Okay. Just making sure.
Cool with Asian people becoming citizens.
Don't you understand how the world works?
What the fuck?
I said we as in not
the white community.
Have you seen our jogging sweaters? We're dressed to match.
Yeah.
Oh my god, you guys are. What is this? Tag team on me,
this,
dude.
This wasn't rehearsed.
that's the
it's
white
just
uniform
what white people wear.
Yeah. Where's your guys' Patagonia jackets, huh?
We're not rich enough for that.
Yeah.
Middle class, huh?
Kohl's shit.
I don't even shop Kohl's. Fuck you guys. I'm still picking up shit at Ross.
So I think we all agreed nobody wants to take the Apple
Fuck
side.
Fuck Apple. I don't like Apple.
Anyway, I was saying about
Apple.
Right.
So she took like a bunch of photos just on her iPod, and then like for some reason, the iPod, like, doesn't want to turn on. Normally, like, you could just bust open an old phone and download the hard drive, but she's taken it, like, literally everywhere, and nobody...
They make it so hard.
Nobody can do anything with it.
No.
So...
No, it's just too difficult to work with Apple.
And with
they're
Apple,
too restrictive.
Like, I love SD cards. They're amazing.
Yeah, it's easy.
And they're like, no, we can't.
Very user friendly.
Yeah, we
and
can't.
And Steve Wozniak is a cannibal.
Steve Woz? Actually, no, I know Steve Woz.
How do you know Steve Woz?
I got high with Steve Woz once.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, we were. We were at Black Bear Diner one time, and he ordered the fucking French toast. I was like, yo. All
right, listen.
You fat piece of shit.
I believe that part of the story.
Yeah, me and Steve Waz go way back.
Call him.
No, he's busy.
All right.
But, yeah, I don't know. I just don't like it. Apple's too restrictive, dude. I can't, you can't, it takes, it's too much work. You know what I mean?
And I hated, like, I don't know if they still have this, but back in the day, they had that one mouse button. It's like,
oh, yeah.
Separate the.
That fucking used to irritate the fuck out of me. But I remember.
In college, I had to because I was in, like, a creative field. So that's in the video and editing lab, they only had Macs.
Yeah.
Did you see that they, that they caught those cocksuckers, like, slowing down the software and shit?
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they purposely slow down their shit when a new phone's about to come out. So they'd be like, oh, your phone's slow. You need to get that new shit.
That is shady.
That's fucking shady. And the French caught them. They got caught in France because the French...
Some French dude was texting. He's like, Sacre bleu. And
his dick pics weren't getting fucking uploaded fast. And I was like, yo, what's going on here? I just got this phone. But yeah, they caught him. The French caught him. So thank the French.
Yeah.
You think
what have they ever done for Americans?
You mean other than
create our
democracy and invent the blowjob? You're welcome.
French toast.
Are we sure the French invented the blowjob?
Yeah, bitch, read a fucking book.
Which book is this in?
The sex book.
Where do you get a
history
copy?
History of the library.
The library?
The library.
Damn. The bar that's
off of Second Street.
Shout out to the library.
Yeah, what's his name? Nick?
Nick.
Nick from the library.
Nick Joust.
Joust. Is he a Jew?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
You could ask him.
His friggin' teabag joke.
Oh, my God. That was such a good joke.
That's a good one.
That was a good setup. We're going to have him on here possibly, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. But, yeah, fuck Apple, dude. You have the fucking pretentious fucking assholes. I'd be like, no, you fucking Android guys, this and that.
I'm a very politically correct person. I'm so PC, I refuse to buy Apple products.
Me too.
Yeah. That's nice. That's what I was heard this
I think I heard that one. I think you used that last stand-up one.
Oh, yeah. You were
I was there for that one.
Okay.
And my apologies, because I think I bagged on your guitar jokes on I think the first or second episode. I think it was the first episode. I might have criticized.
That was our second one.
I don't think so. Like, I listened to it. You were talking about other people. I didn't hear anything.
Oh, yeah, never mind. I didn't say anything.
Maybe. I forget. What song did I even play?
Was it Happy Birthday?
It was a Happy Birthday one, yeah.
See, like,
that one was good. I laughed at that one. It was good.
Yeah, I've been, doing it since May or maybe June was their first one. So I played, like, a different song at every single one. So
okay.
And this next one, I'll be playing, like, two very short songs.
Okay.
So. I'm looking. If one of the one is the one from Instagram, right?
Beat Up. Another one is titled The Food Chain. So.
Maybe we'll have you play like 20 seconds or so at the end of this one.
Okay. Yeah, I can play the whole.
If you want.
Listeners are some of our improv friends, so if you want to save it, you can.
No, it's up to you.
I don't care. It's whatever.
We've all agreed on fuck Apple.
Yeah, sorry, Dan. We're not choosing sides on that one.
Yeah. Is Dan an Apple guy? He looks like an Apple guy.
Dan's had so many different phones and phone numbers. Who knows?
Does he wear Patagonia? Yeah.
He's a lumberjack now. So
is he just a lumberjack?
Yeah.
He's just knocking down morning woods left and right. You know what I'm saying?
So, I want to get into the last debate topic.
Right? Oh, this is the good one. This is the good one? Okay. Yeah.
This is from our boy Fitos.
Fitos, my boy, dude. Shout out to my boy Fitos. I love you.
And the whole Rodriguez family.
I love them.
He wants to know, okay, you guys pick a side here, oral or anal?
Who wants to go first? You guys go first? Go first, Mike.
Luke has to go first. He's a guest.
First?
Oral.
All right. Why?
Duty. I don't like it.
The guy's only been having sex for the last 5 years, bro. Yeah.
All right, let me... Okay, there's a story. Growing up, we had this uncle that would... We made butt jokes with all the time, and we got a can of Vaseline once, and we put a label on it that just said butt lube, and that was like a Christmas gift we got him. And because he told us this story, he was like, "Oh, you guys can't wait to try anal. Oh, you guys are gonna love it." And we're like, "We're 11 and 12." So
is this the uncle that's like the drunk addict?
Yeah, yeah. This is when he was like 18 or 19. He's only a few years older than me and David.
Oh shit.
So he's telling us, and we're like, dude, what about all the poop? And he's like, hey man, washing the poop off is the fun part. And that completely changed our perspective forever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take anal on this one and say,
because you don't have to judge.
M. Night Shyamalan me, dude.
Imagine you're in prison. How else are you going to establish dominance over those tough, you know, Nazis and gang members?
You can always suck their dicks.
That's passive. It's a power play.
No, but you know what you can do? Butt. You know what? Fuck that, though. To protect yourself in prison, I would give blowjobs, because that puts him in a vulnerable spot. You're in front of him, dude, and you got a fucking prison shank. You keister a prison shank into this fucking room where you're sucking his dong, and then bam, or you bite their pecker off. One of the two, dude. You can't do that shit when you're getting fucking, when you're catching.
If you're keistering a knife and somebody goes and tries to fuck you in the butt, they're gonna stab their dick though, because you're gonna have the sharp end out. You don't want to sit on that.
I mean, either way. I'm sucking dick.
I think we could all agree that a knife's going in our butt in prison.
I don't know if I want to.
The prison wallet. The prison wallet?
The fanny pack.
Yeah.
So you're going to go anal?
Yeah, I'm taking anal. Any other thoughts?
I mean, I don't like teeth, so that's one thing.
I've done anal. It wasn't bad.
What was his name?
Frank.
Nice. Huh.
I'm gonna go oral, dude. I've done butt stuff, you know, with women and stuff, but they've actually asked me for it. And I was like, okay.
I would say, yeah, it seems like something.
It's an acquired taste. It's like a wine. You know what I mean?
Like a shit flavored wine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Almost like a Bordeaux.
Now, when you do that, do you wear a condom or no?
I'm gonna be honest with you, dude.
Okay.
I might catch some flack from my girlfriend from this, but I can count on my one hand how many times I've used a condom. Yeah. So, no condom.
You just make a big zero with your.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just you know, just.
It was the one time you got raped.
It's the one time.
That counts as like half a condom usage. And then
yeah, that was the only time I'd used a condom for a long time.
I remember that actually. Yeah. The video that you said that in the video.
Yeah, I went a long time without using one.
That video is on private now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I tried finding it the other day.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna go oral just because, dude. Fuck. I've had girls put in work, dude.
Hmm.
You know,
and you appreciate it.
Sometimes I do.
I'm more of a sociopath. Mine's a purely dominance. This is why I'm taking anal.
To assert dominance on your victim.
Yeah, I want to. Yeah.
I remember this one time, dude. I was catfished, and like I was about to go meet up with this chick. This is back when Facebook first came out, dude. Right? We were hanging out with my buddies, and I was like, all right, guys, we were drinking. We're like, all right, guys, I gotta go. I gotta go meet this chick. And they're like, hey, who is it? I'm like, oh, it's so and so. And then they were like, they just looked at each other, and then they looked at me. He's like, dude, do you know who that is? Like, yeah, I met her on Facebook. It's like, dude, she is a stout girl. Like, what do you mean? Like, she's like 5'2", 190 pounds, bro.
That's fine. She's got that hockey player body. She's tough.
She might have been more than 190 pounds. Mm. I'm being honest here. She was a big girl. I was like, no.
Outside linebacker.
I was brokenhearted. I was like, no. Because she'd like send me nudes, dude. Like, well, mostly there was pictures of her big ass tits, dude. And I'd be like, I'd always ask for like other pics, but she would never send them to me. I always thought that was, I didn't put the pictures up, or I didn't put the pieces together until then. I was like, fuck, that's why.
I could have told you from a,
bitch,
a headshot.
This was like 2000, like fucking six. This is like when social media was still new. I was still trying to figure it out. So so basically, like this is like MySpace, like was still out. Okay.
Did you have a MySpace, Luke?
Yes, I did. I have.
Me too.
Well,
I still do.
I think a couple embarrassing stories about like MySpace era stuff. Well, like I had met this chick on MySpace, super cute. And then she's like, hey, let's set up like Skype and video chat. I'm like, yeah, okay. So I go to like video chat with her and like the sound is like kind of cutting in and out. And she's like, I don't know, my video is not working, but like I can see you. And so she's like, how about let's both like masturbate and stuff. And
nice. She's like
typing stuff to me.
What is and this, then, Yahoo Messenger chat, dude?
Yeah, yeah. But, like, my video's on, but, like, I can't see any of her video, so I'm pretty sure it's a dude.
Oh, my God.
So there's video of me, like, floating. So
if you just doing right, hands if you're listening to yourself,
if you find a video of Luke's dick, send
please
it to
send
me.
Please send it to letsgetdangerous@gmail.com. But no, dude.
I've literally never told anyone about that.
Well, you just told
I figured
at least 70
you
people.
Just told
at least
dozens dozen. Of people. Yeah,
dozens of people.
But no, dude. So I realize this chick's huge. So I'm like, fuck it, dude. I'm a soldier. I start slamming Coronas like they're going out of style. And I'm a little dude. I usually get drunk with like 4 Coronas. I slam like 6. And I drove to this girl's house.
Safe.
Safely. Arrived there in one piece. I knock on the door. And lo and behold, this chick was huge, dude. I was like, fuck. In my mind, I was like, god damn it, man. So we're sitting there. And then she didn't tell me she had a kid. So she had this like 8-month-old crawling around. I was like, oh, fuck, dude. I'm a soldier, though.
You're fighting the wrong wars there, soldier boy.
I'm not fucking scared of nothing. So I'm in there watching the movie. We're watching a movie, and I'm drunk. You know,
do you remember the movie?
Dude, I don't know. Maybe it was The Green Mile. Who knows? So it's getting later in the movie. And I was like, can I use your bathroom? So I go upstairs. I use your bathroom. I basically, like, give myself a pep talk. Like, I'm like, all right, Yuri, it's game time, brother. You're here. Fuck it.
Dog's got to eat.
Dog's got to eat.
Yeah.
You know? So I texted her. I was like, come upstairs. And then she performed fellatio on my wiener. And we ended up.
As opposed hot to.
Yeah. Dude, she gave me that fellatio that you see like in movies, dude. It was top shelf. It has a special place in my heart. You know, that was good stuff. She 170% put the effort into that. So then I had sex with her.
Oh, a happy ending.
Yeah. Never talked to her again after that.
Oh, that's a sad ending. You didn't have to say that part. Jerk.
What?
You ever ghosted anyone, Luke?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Asshole, Luke. Yeah. Pretty power move, though. Yeah. Oh shit! I'm ghosted. I'm not proud of it. Like,
because
sometimes
I've been
don't
ghosted.
Work out.
Yes, man. I mean, and I've actually before I met my now girlfriend, I was just getting better at like, well, if stuff wasn't working out, like just letting them know, because I do feel bad when I ghost people. Mm. You know. At least if you're honest about it, like if you'd be like, hey, it's not working out and, you know, it's late one night and you guys ended things on good terms, you know, hey, she might still be able to come over and you guys, you know, do one of them.
Well, it's like
you leave it open and you ended in good terms.
I don't know. I've ghosted someone and then like we hooked up and stuff and then like she got a boyfriend and broke up with her boyfriend and then like. Few months after that, like we got back together for like 2 nights, and then
she has low self esteem, brother.
Maybe, but yeah, like the last night we were together is like it was New Year's Eve, and then we hooked up.
Like
then,
this New Year's Eve?
No, it was several years back.
Okay.
But the thing was like we started having sex, and then like in the middle of it, she's like, "I gotta go," and I'm like,
"Did you finish okay. though?"
No, I did not.
Fucking then, rude.
Yeah, see, what's even ruder is that I had, like, this dress, white dress shirt on. There's, like, blood all over it.
Oh, no!
Okay, he's had a murder story. Yeah, we've all been there, man.
I've been there.
One time I had Elmo underwear on, and it was Elmo's face.
I don't remember why I had Elmo underwear, but
I think you do, but continue.
No, but I don't remember the night. I remember waking up in the middle of a four-way with Jose and two unfortunate women.
Like Wiener, dude. Yeah.
And MacGruber was playing on his screen, and I was like, I picked that. And they were like, yeah. And I was like, okay, great. And then I passed out again.
I have a story with Wiener, too. That's for another time, though.
I crawled home, and then it looked like I stabbed Elmo in the face with my dick, and like, the blood just came out of his orange nose.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yes. That means I was doing it lazy. I didn't even pull my underwear out. I did the dick through the hole trick.
Dick
through
the hole, dude?
Yeah, my apologies lazy for that fuck. One. Sorry. Yeah.
But you know what? That protected because she was bleeding, right?
Yeah, right on top of my bare naked ding-dong.
But
probably.
The underwear was red, so it kind of just soaked in.
Either way, I burned them.
Really?
Yeah. And I
kept them as a souvenir.
I also burned sage in my house to try to
ward off evil spirits.
Yeah, that was the worst night ever.
That happened to me as well. But she had told me that she was, just finished her period like 2 days previous. And I had these off-white sheets, beautiful sheets.
What was the thread count?
Egyptian cotton. It was like a fucking like 1500 count, dude. They were nice sheets. So like the lights were off. So you know we were having sex, and then it was warmer than usual. I was like, huh, interesting.
Curious.
And I finished, flicked on the lights. I felt like Dexter. I was like, what the fuck, bro? She's like, I thought I was done. I was like, that's what you said, bitch. Now I'm going to throw away these sheets. 1,500 thread count.
There's no recovering these.
No, I was done with them. I was so pissed. Those sheets were expensive. So then like, oh my God. I felt like I was in an episode of Dexter. There was so much blood. It was just...
Did you have one of those flashback scenes in a dark room with a spotlight on you, and then the ghost of your father came and gave you advice?
My father's very much alive. But,
future ghost, then.
What is this? What the fuck is this? Ghost of Christmas Past and shit, dude?
Yeah, sure.
No, that didn't happen.
All right, well, that's how I'm going to imagine it.
But, she is now in a loving relationship with somebody else. They've all moved on to bigger and better things.
Well, that's it for the Danger Zone. It was a long one. Thank you guys for...
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah. Thanks, Feedies.
Thank you, Luke, for having danger debates with us.
Oh, yeah. That's
are you going to do...
You want to do...
Rate your wife's breasts?
Bam! Look at them titties!
You want to rate some wife boobs?
Yeah. I don't have a choice, so let's do this.
Oh, you have a choice.
Oh, you have a choice. Oh,
really?
We're going to... If these women didn't want to be judged, they wouldn't have posted pictures of their breasts.
I have agency. I don't know what that even means.
Oh, it would never make you do anything you don't want. But
I would love to rate some wife
dude, it's
breasts.
Okay, man. All right. It's okay. It's not like they're right here in front of you, bro.
Are we using like a 5-star thing or like...
We've been doing
1 to 10.
What about decimals?
We've thrown in a couple.
You have.
Yeah.
You stingy ass. You can't even round up, you dirtbag.
Well, this one's called My Wife Just Got Her Nipples Done a Couple Days Ago. She wants to know what you think.
Done.
Let's see.
Okay, so we got some large pierced nipples, and she doesn't go to the tanning booth, obviously.
She lights up the room.
Looks like you can kind of see like some... bluish veins like underneath the ivory skin.
Oh my God, look at those mammaries. Yeah. those are some meaty clackers, dude.
Those are natural.
Those are real. Yeah. I mean, good for her. Some women have to pay for that.
And I don't like the pose when they're taking a selfie, like move your hand like, out of the way of the lens.
She's
squishing them together.
Like all cross-eyed and stuff.
Mm. There's one, yeah, let me see. Yeah, well, see, one's bigger than the other. That's why. I think that's a natural thing,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, like every girl.
Yeah, it's like our nutsack. Like, one's droopier than the other.
Which one? I think
mine's the left.
Is lower.
Oh, really? I think that's are like we twinsies? Dude, let me see.
We just became best friends. That's all it's
like. All right.
They're nice, though. They don't, like, see, you can tell that like, they don't have a stretch mark.
A decent size areola.
So, decent good size areola. They're actually not big areolas.
I mean, nice the ratio to the breast?
Yeah, I mean,
I've seen some sand dollars on there. Those are nice. I'm
going to give those a 5.75.
I'm going to give them a 7. Just because they're nice. They're well kept.
I prefer, like, smaller, tighter.
See, those are built for comfort, my friend.
Let's say 4.1.
You guys are very harsh critics.
Oh my god.
This one is, does my follow button work?
Okay, so we're just seeing one of them.
Deduction, half points.
Definitely.
Don't be lazy.
I don't know. She seems to have a younger lady, but seems like very wrinkly. I don't know.
Like maybe she spent a lot of summers outside.
Yeah, it could be. It's like the very...
She's a smoker.
It's because she's got that choker on her neck. So she swallows.
If she has a choker.
Yeah. When I was younger, dude, all the chicks that had chokers were usually the ones that were banging everybody.
But I really like the lighting.
But they weren't banging me.
Like, this is actually not...
It's a shame.
This is almost...
Just like 26-year-old.
Yeah, that's how it worked, dude.
This is like a professional shot almost.
Yeah, look at that. Is that the name of the photographer?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
That's a boudoir shot, I think they call that.
Are we allowed to, like, say the name on there?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Amanda
we don't know.
Foxy.
What is it?
Amanda. Oh, it's at Amanda Foxy.
So, yes, shout out to
Amanda Foxy. We should write that down.
We're going to find her.
At Amanda Foxy.
I like the way mouth and lips, and you can see, like, the... What do you call this?
Oh,
the dimple right beneath
the dimple between the lips on the top lip.
Yeah, what is that called? There has to be a name for it.
There actually is, but I can't think of it. Yeah.
But she has a very nice lip dimple.
Your description is kind of getting me hard, Luke.
Yeah, it's like... I'm sure there are people that are, like, super into lip dimples.
That's weird, huh? Let me see. What do we have here?
You're, like, hiding yours, so I can't even...
It's because I got a mustache, bro. I'm a man.
I guess me and Mike...
He's hiding his baby face.
Yeah, I mean, it's pierced.
He had to pay for
the
pierce.
The nipple kind of looks like a press play button, like it's flat.
Yeah, like it's recently exposed to the breast
like it's a little timid.
Yeah,
it's a little
shy.
Scared to come
it's
out.
Checking. There's a few more weeks of winter.
Yeah, she should have put in the extra effort and blew on it or something. So I'm gonna. It's not deduction because it's only the one breast.
Yeah.
Yeah. However,
those would have been a
there's
solid
no
eight.
Like obvious tan marks. Like
no. She looks like she's
all kinds of. Kind of blends.
Very,
no scars.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's no battle wounds on that breast. I'm going to give it a 6. Because it's the one.
Whoa, it's half points on a scale to 10. This is not a 12 boob.
A 6? Right, because it's only the one. I'm going to give it a 5.
All right, you think those are 2?
I'll go 4.6.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same ballpark, but I don't want to pick the same order. So 4.
Like, I prefer these to the last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we got to see both of them, you would have double the points.
You probably would have had
Amanda
7. Remember that though. At Amanda Fox, one word.
Foxy
one word.
With a Y. All
right, this one's titled "She's Getting More Comfortable with It." There's man leg and there's a wife.
Deduction. Deduction. I don't want to see his thigh, dude.
Okay, from the nipple, there's like two diagonal, like huge veins, like running to the center of her chest.
Tigris and Euphrates, and in between is the Fertile Crescent.
Is that the Nile, dude?
The dude's boxers are in the picture.
Deduction 2.
How long do you think they've been married by the...
If she's just getting comfortable, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think they're married.
I think this is like a second or third marriage.
Yeah, those tits look like they've been through the ringer.
Yeah, I think she's had kids.
Oh yeah, you can tell. Look at that. They don't even stand up on their own.
Those nipples have permanent bite marks on them.
Some toothy children, bro.
Yeah.
Those tits look like they need... what the fuck are they called?
They're the thing that you would... They're the monster from Bird Box. That's what those things are.
Oh my god.
That's what it is. All the guys in the country are like, they're so beautiful, you must see.
I can't...
Look!
Those tits look like they need splints to hold them up.
Yeah. They need... they need crutches or something. Anyway, what about a number? You got a number?
I'm going to go 4.
Well, like
they seem a little
considering what it,
they seem a little seasoned.
The first one is like 3.1, so I gotta go with 2.6.
Yeah, you guys are some harsh critics, bro.
And I'm gonna use a 3.
A titty's a titty, my friend.
Yeah, I'm bringing fractions into this one.
I prefer the ones we've seen so far. I like prefer.
My How come we haven't seen any nice ones on here? The first time we did it, we did.
This one, okay, let's do one more. This one's just called Melons. Imagine Melons. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Melon.
Melon. I can't even do it.
Yeah, these...
No.
God damn it. They're not even nice.
The areola is the same, almost the same
skin. Which I like that, though.
You like that?
I like it when it kind of blends in.
The camouflage nip?
Yeah, like it's a slight pinkish hue.
It's not my style.
I don't know, this...
Really?
Like, I have a almost disgusted sneer. It's like... this is very
blue. You guys are some picky fuckers.
Did you guys ever see Dragon Ball Z, the Majin Buu saga when he...
Is that the Majin... That's a Majin Buu here.
Yeah, those are Majin Boobs, right?
Shout out to Majin Buu.
Majin Buu! Is that how
you... I think that's how we talk.
Yeah.
Sure. It's been a while since I've seen it.
Good God.
Keep going. I want to find some...
Yeah, we need like a decent one.
Give me
one's get a 4 from me.
I'm going to give him a 3.
All right. First time titty drop. Do you approve? You guys ready? This one's a gift.
I like titty drops.
I do too.
If they're nice, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Those look small.
No, no. Get out of there.
Let's see.
Oh, yeah, well.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, the...
But they're not very nice.
Areolas are like...
See, I don't like look how separated they are. You know how expensive that Uber would be from one titty to the other, dude? Fuck that. I don't like it when there's that fucking, 6-inch gap between tits.
It looks like some,
Go find some nice ones. Jesus.
I'm trying. Okay, what about some nice clean
those
shower
are,
boobs?
Those are, like, some Pablo Picasso ones.
Yeah, those are, like, something he would fucking draw on one of his fucking paintings. Just square tits. Okay. See? Nope. Go. Yeah. Keep going. All right, I'm not doing that.
God, we're not. We're all right.
Wife boobs. Huh?
Those are okay wife boobs. Yeah. I don't see them.
See, they got that... They got that puffy nip. She's not bad.
Those are some pretty good wife boobs.
Those are some great New York boobs.
Huh?
They're not bad.
She's got the lip bite going
on. She's in the bath.
Like the outer edge of the nipple is like darker than everything in there. And
that's weird, right? Like it's a bullseye.
Red.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's like a bullseye. Like she's like we're gonna be playing dart with her nips.
Pretty good.
Yeah, those are some shapely breasts.
Yeah.
Let me see. See those? You see the difference in there? How they're when they come in, they're closer together than the last ones we saw. See, but that's what I like.
You put those in a nice shirt; they're gonna have some great professional cleavage.
Some professional cleavage.
Maybe a second grade teacher.
It's starting to take a lot to squish them together.
Right.
You know what I mean? That is weird, though. Like the outline of the nipple.
Is dark.
You know, like a dark.
If it weren't for that, I would. That's like a point deduction.
I'm gonna add a point because it kind of reminds me of the Ring of Sauron.
Okay.
I'm just saying, if you put eyebrows above her boobs and use her belly button as mouth, it looks like a little like a chameleon face or something.
Okay. Yeah.
Just make it expressive.
I'm gonna give those 6.5.
7.3.5.
That's weird. You guys went higher than me.
I'm gonna go.
What are you gonna go?
Well, just because there's also a little bit of pube in this.
She's actually not bad shape. Like she's got a little hint of pubis there.
She has a nice stomach.
Yeah.
I'm giving
voluptuous.
Her, and 6.65. It's an arbitrary number. Oh, we looked at that.
We've seen that
one
yesterday.
This one's just had to let him out.
Let me see. Oh!
Put him back.
Oh, buddy! What are those?
Put them back where you had them. God damn.
They look hurt. You know when a boxer takes a beating, dude, and like his eyes are swollen shut?
These things went a couple rounds with like those Floyd things, Mayweather or something?
No, those things went a couple rounds with fucking
Mike Tyson
Fury, bro. Yeah, Mike Tyson, dude. Mike Tyson played the speed bag with those breasts. Holy Christ.
Like how...
They look like a beaten wife.
The areola is like bigger than my fist.
Yeah. Dude, those are some huge areolas.
Yeah, that's like... I didn't even know that was possible.
Let's get a number.
Oh my God, I'm going to go 2. I'm going to go 2.
Yeah, let's just go 1.8.
I'm using county fair rules, and those are getting the blue ribbon. But not best in show.
But not best in show. And that was Rachel Wife's breasts.
Are you going to do, like, testicle rating just to, like...
We don't do balls here.
Okay.
Whoa, don't answer for both of us.
That's below. Well, I mean, me and Michael can do it.
You guys want to do balls? I mean, I'll just sit here and drink my beer.
I'm going to check the Reddit.
Is there, like, a ball rating?
I'm going to check
the Reddit. Is there a section of Reddit that's, rate my husband's balls?
I'm going to check, and if there is, then, yeah, world premiere.
I'm not, like, a ball expert, but... I mean, you can tell if a set of balls is, like...
I feel like I've been told they have cute balls.
What makes a balls cute?
I don't know.
There is not a subreddit for husband's balls. Do you have,
like, ball envy if you see, like, a dude? Like, oh, yeah. You're like, oh, man, like, I wish I had his balls. Like, oh, those are, like, nice. And,
like, oh, my God, those balls are smooth as eggs.
Yeah.
Those balls are taut.
Very taut.
Well, there is not a subreddit for that, so we're not going to rate balls this time.
Damn it. Create it next week.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got for crazy news, dude. Hey, we're cueing the news music. Hold on. You guys talk. I gotta look for the news.
How about I pimp out my shows? So this, what day is today? It's Saturday?
Today's Saturday.
Okay, so this next Friday, the 18th at 8 p.m. at Reno Improv, myself and Michael.
Yeah, come see both of us. We're going to be
some stand-up.
Probably the best ones there. I don't want to talk us up too much. But
Possibly. I really like some great ones Steve there. Denta.
Yeah.
You might have him on at some point.
Yeah, yeah. Because we just decided we were going to bring on the comics, and you were our first one. Yeah. You were the first person to even say anything. Yeah, that's fuck yeah.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a pleasure.
It was fun. Sweet virginity story.
Yeah, like, I'm super embarrassed about a couple things I said.
It's okay, so dude.
We'll see. How that works out.
You know, it's all do it for the gram.
But I want to get all of the open micers, like all the guys that are. Yeah. Come.
Yeah, get Brad Vance on here. I think he's an interesting dude.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Did he perform at the stand up that I went to?
Mm hmm.
Really? Which one was. What was his jokes? Like, what did
he. Talking about Aaron Rodgers being his husband.
Oh, yeah. He was the nervous guy.
No. This was kind of an older guy, an older homosexual gentleman that was talking about how...
Oh, like, yes. He was hilarious.
Yeah, he's really good.
He was really good. I thought you were talking about that one that, like, I could tell his, like, hand was shaking.
Yeah, I will say, like, December was probably my worst show that I've had. So.
Yeah?
Just saying. Well, it's like I do a different 5 minutes every time, cool. So I've done, like,
do you do 35 I've been doing minutes it too. Of material. Do you go around doing, like, whatever open mic?
Yeah, I do, like...
Do you really? That's cool.
I try to hit up... My favorite one is, like, Thursday at Beck's Brew House. It's at 9 p.m. It's, like, a pretty good crowd. And
where's Beck's Brew House at?
It's out... okay, do you know where the Walmart on McCarran is? Or
north or south?
I don't know.
I live right next to Walmart.
Do you know where the Blind Onion is? There's like a few of them, but there's a Beck's Brew House like right by the Blind Onion.
I vaguely think I know what you're talking about.
Drive by Walmart on that like main road.
Mm-hmm. How long have you lived here?
Oh, and it's just like the next section down.
A little over a year. So.
Oh, you're new here then. Yeah, I understand.
Like, I don't know. What street names are. But I think it's...
By Blind Onion.
Like, kind of by, like, the Squeeze Inn and the deli shop there?
So the Squeeze Inn is on the left, and there's, like...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And then it's, like,
It's right next... It's down the road from where I live.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's just up here. It's just up here.
Strip mall type thing past that.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. That's right next to my house.
You should definitely come to that because it's a really good mic.
Really?
And then sometimes I go to Jungle on Wednesday. And
see, I've been to the open mic on Jungle. Oh, yeah. Jungle's Tuesday.
And Wednesday, there's one at the library. And also on Sunday at the library.
That's cool.
I think Monday is Jimmy B's. However, I've never been to that one.
How do you like... let's see, what's the question here? Are the crowds good when you go to these open mics?
It's very hit or miss. Like, sometimes Jungle, there's, like, almost nobody there. However, this last week, there were a ton of people there. I, like, murdered. That was, like, the best I'd ever done there.
And fuck then, yeah.
like I, there were only like four comics at Bex this last time, so I did like 10 minutes and I did very, very well. So
fuck yeah, man. Yeah, that's cool. We'll have to go check you out. No, I've always, I tell Mike, like, dude, like I listen to a lot of podcasts, like from comedians, and like all they talk about is that like you have to do the you have to do your reps at these open mics or whatever, you know.
Yeah. And sometimes it can be really hard. Like, sometimes you're just performing for like four comedians and two people in the audience.
But even then, the comedians, I would feel like a little harsher critics. So if you get them to laugh, you know, then.
See, the thing about comedians is we have kind of a twisted sense of humor. So if comedians laugh at something, it might be an indication
that biased, normal people, right?
Wouldn't. Well, it's like it's we've heard all the typical jokes that people would make. So you have to do something.
I can like, see that, like
very different.
Like when I'm listening to people, I'm like dissecting like how they're setting it up. Like I'm looking at.
You got to read the joke. You got to read the crowd.
The first time I did it at the improv, I almost lost everybody right away because I made this where this girl said the N-word and I just used the phrase the N-word and the crowd went silent. And I was just like, "Hey, I'm not with that bitch anymore." Like turned her into vilified her.
I heard that one. Yeah.
And that brought everybody back. Like, you got to be able to. You got to recognize.
You got to maneuver the audience.
One joke go very badly at the improv. It was one about. So this guy gave me a compliment. He's like, "Hey, you look like the type of guy who likes to rear children." I'm like, "Oh, thank you very much. I'd like to rear some children of my own someday." it's so nice. But like, well, because. To rear a child is to raise it,
but then but it sounds like you want to fuck them in the butt. Yeah. I get it. Like,
nobody, it was dead silent.
That's a comedian's joke.
Only
comedian would understand.
I have a joke that I'm going to try on Friday because when I'm driving, like my day job, I'm driving, I'll just stop on the side of the road and write shit down. Uh-huh. And then so I got this one about bees that I'm looking forward to. Well, because my girlfriend was like, "Write a joke about bees," and I was like, "Easy."
Done.
Yeah, done. And also, sometimes I'm just gonna make shit up. I think I want to go to some of the smaller open mics and just see if I can riff good.
Yeah,
that's kind of why I'm doing the improv classes and stuff.
Yeah, like so. My last two open mics, I'm incorporating like a little bit of improvisation, which I said I was designing like this card game, which maybe next time I'm on. Show it to you, but basically I come up with a sentence and then I insert something into it, kind of like apples to apples, Cards Against Humanity style. So I say something like, "Your parents got divorced because of," and I drew this random card and I think it was like hair. And then basically I told this story about how this guy's like, "Wait, why do I have like crabs in my hair?" And then he starts accusing his wife. And then apparently, like I said, that his wife had fucked dog.
Oh, okay.
Jesus Christ. But then, which is a common occurrence, I've read.
Yeah, it's really fun to like come up with new stuff on the spot. I've done it like 5 times, and there was only one card I drew where I was like, "I literally have nothing for this pass."
Yeah.
I'm like,
huh. That sounds like,
maybe I'll like finish.
Yeah.
Anyway, Reno Improv, Friday the 18th at 8 p.m. Then I perform a lot at the Pioneer Underground. I did last night.
Nice.
And this next weekend, I believe it's this comedian D.C. Irvin, I believe. So that's Saturday at 6:30. And then Sunday they have a show at 7:30. It's the 20th. I think it's because, is it like Martin Luther King Day coming up?
Maybe.
You would know?
No. I'm Mexican. This is not Hispanic Heritage Month. It's not my time yet.
Okay.
So that's synchronic. But it is D.C. Urban. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to go there.
I knew you were going to go there, motherfucker.
Oh, but you're performing at Pioneer next.
I am the on 18th? The 17th, the Thursday.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, 18th, me and Luke are both going to be at the Improv. And the 17th, I'm going to be at the Underground at like 7:30. I think the doors open at 6:30.
There you go.
So,
and Thursday shows are probably the hardest shows to be on because usually there aren't too many people there, but like last night there was, it was packed. It was like probably over 150 people.
Oh, cool.
Which was, it was a good crowd, except there was like one just drunk asshole.
Heckler, there's always the one.
Like he was, is the first time in my life that somebody, this dude was like, boo. I'm like,
how'd you handle that?
I was just like, oh, thanks for the support, man. That feels really good. And then I just continued with my joke. I should have said, like, yeah, that's my dad or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, apparently he had booed like the guy before. And him and his girlfriend, they got thrown out of the club later because apparently he had taken a drink. And then, like,
he spit somebody on her.
The comedian made him laugh. And then he spit it all over, like, the dude somebody? In front of him. And then they went outside and they were, like, yelling at each other. And then, like, his girl was, like, super drunk, too. And
were they white?
The club, no. They were Latino.
Bitches, man. Fucking Latinos, bro.
Yeah, like...
I'll play both sides of the fence.
Yeah, like, they called... She was a C word.
A cunt?
Yeah.
I love that word.
It's a beautiful word.
It's a beautiful word. It's very... I feel like Americans take too much offense to that.
Yeah.
But I'll also not throw it around willy-nilly. Like, if you're a cunt, I'm going to call you a cunt.
Anyway, well, she got the club owner's like, okay, I want to be done with this people. So he refunded them their money. And then she, like, starts going off and she's like, here, I don't want the money. So she, like, gave it to the host, comedian. Like,
oh, okay, good. That's nice. Good for the host.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Well, we're going over right now on our time.
Okay, dude. Yeah. I mean.
Well, we'd have to take another break here if we wanted to keep going, but it's already been 90 minutes.
You, like, have to do a break every 45 minutes?
Yeah, because you can't upload much longer through the platform we use.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you just want to call it then?
Or record a, like, a second 90-minute episode right now.
We could actually do that if you guys wanted, but thanks for being our first guest, our first real guest. Yeah.
That's real Luke honor. Westberg. He's 10% Jew, so I'm sure he's good with money. Hit him up.
I am, actually.
Good for you.
Yeah, I like investing.
Do you? He is. If he's not full Jew, he's earned my respect. But thank you, Luke Westberg, dude, for coming in, man. It was fun.
Great dude.
I'll tell him, dude. You give me his number. I'll call that fucker right now.
Mr. Westberg. Luke is a great guy.
How did you know my dad's name? Jeez.
All right. I think that's all the time we have for today, man. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Go see him. He plugged in his stuff. This is the Let's Get Dangerous podcast.
Follow me on Instagram.
Yeah. What's your Insta?
Instagram.
Plug that.
It's at Luke Westberg. And then
very original.
Facebook is like westberg.comedy. I gotta rectify those two to make them.
And you have a website as well, right?
Yeah, lukewestberg.com. I really need to update it, but
okay.
It has links to stuff.
Yeah, it's there.
It's pretty basic, but it works.
That's all you need. Yeah. Fuck yeah. All right, this is the Let's Get Dangerous podcast, and we're out.
All right. Yes. Stay sweet.
Mwah.